the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hi, Brains. We are going to talk about fertility with Sue Ritchie from the UK, London. I'm going to ask her some way out questions too. You know me, I'm going to take it to a whole nother level. Okay. But what is it to go through this fertility? I had a friend that went through it and she said it was the most. Okay. So we're going to talk about it. And then we're going to talk about it from a holistic point of view. There she is. She just arrived. I'm letting her in, Brains. Sue Ritchie. Hello. I was just introducing you to my Brains. I had to take care of Mama. I got a 91-year-old mother here. And she, she'd be barking orders.
She keeps you in your place.
Absolutely. So I'm so glad that you are in my place, in my space, right here on the Edge with April Mahoney, me and the Brains. We are talking about fertility from a lot of different angles with a specialist. She does incredible work there in the UK, but now that we are virtual, we can get information and resources from all over the world. So Brains, help me welcome her to the Edge today, Sue Ritchie.
Hello, nice to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about your story. Introduce yourself to my Brains.
Okay, so where do I start? Well, I suppose I have to start that I was in a corporate marketing career for, 20 odd years, and my life was very much one where, I was, I'd really call myself a workaholic, so I'd be working all the hours God sends. I'd be looking after everybody else, and of course, the person that I wasn't looking after was me. And then I started my own business, which was a direct marketing business. I was a single parent by then as well. And whilst things went great for a while, and I started to take care of myself a little bit better, and then things got really busy and the group business grew, and all those sort of old behaviors all came back in again. And really, I suppose probably sort of 12 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, I found myself really in a situation where I had a big health wake-up call, and found myself with, low energy. I had real problems with my memory. There were actually days when I thought, oh my God, am I actually going, barking mad? I had brain fog. I had, joint pain. I had breathing problems. I had recurrent cystitis. And, eventually I got a diagnosis from the doctor, which was that said that I had Hashimoto's disease. So
what? Wait, slow down. What is Hashimoto's disease?
Okay. Basically, Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease that affects your thyroid gland, making it underactive. But the interesting thing was, is that I've always sort of been interested in sort of alternative health things and nutrition and stuff like that. So when I got the diagnosis from my doctor and I was, sitting there and she told me that, this is what I had, I sort of said, oh, okay, well, I can get my immune system, well back on track again, and I'll get myself well again.
Right.
And I was just so stunned because she literally said to me, that's impossible. You're going to be on the medication for the rest of your life. And it was like, whoa, hang on a minute.
Right.
At that time, while I was sitting there, if I sort of recall how it sort of went in my head, was like, okay. So you're telling me that I'm going to feel as awful as I do today, for the next, you know, I don't know, 20, 30, whatever, 40 years it might be that I may be alive. And I was thinking, you know what? I love traveling. I want to do more traveling. Back then, I didn't have any grandchildren, but I had in my mind, you know, if I have grandchildren, I would love to be able to sort of chase them around the garden. And
so how did that get you into fertility? How did that get you to where you are now?
Right. Well, it got me there because in order to get myself well again, and I made that decision that I would do everything I could to get myself well again. Mm. And that made me actually start making some huge decisions about the way I was living my life. Mm. I decided that I needed to get work-life balance and I needed to take time out to get myself well again. Mm-hmm. And that was quite huge for me. And so I did a load of research, found out that basically the root cause lay in my gut health, and went through a process of rebalancing my gut microbiome. I changed my diet. And literally, you know, within weeks, I started to feel, you know, much more energy, and all the sort of health issues that I've described disappeared. And within 18 months, I was off the medication. And
but what about the, what are you saying to the person that's not going to rebound? How are they going to be able to, you know, just be comfortable, get themselves in some sort of balance? You were one of the lucky ones that you were able to do this and, you know, turn it completely around. But everybody's not going to be there soon. Now, you know that.
That's true. That's true.
So you have to work with the mind also, the mind, the body, and the spirit, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and as the fertility thing came, obviously, once I'd actually done this for myself, and, you know, also I lost 35 pounds in weight in 3 months by actually, you know, rebalancing my gut microbiome and changing my diet, which was a huge, huge bonus for me. So everything started to come together. But I worked on my mind as well.
Excuse me. That's my challenge, is working on my diet. Damn, I love to eat. And I'm a good cook. I can get my head around everything. Business, science, research, love, recovery, redemption, all of that. But girl, that food is wearing me out. What do I do? How do I even start? You know, I look at my plate. I even talk to my plate. I do. I make sure there's a lot of different colors on my plate, but it's the discipline. It's the discipline. And I just, you know, help me, Holy Spirit, because I need to lose at least 25, 30 easy. I don't want to be
a diabetic. As I was saying, you may find that the root cause lies in your gut.
Well, you know, I take a probiotic. You know, I have good gut health. I don't get sick very often. You know, I'm feeling a little fatigued, but, you know, it's from work and stuff, and I work strange hours. But I don't, you know, I have regular elimination. So let me ask you, what do you think about this with the gut health? What do you think about colonics?
I'm not a fan, to be honest with you.
Why?
Why? Because I personally, and this is my own personal
view.
Is that putting something inside your body from outside like that, you know, with water and things like that, if you're talking about colonic irrigation, you don't know whether that's things are clean, whether the water's clean. Potentially you could, the bowel could be damaged by the force of the water. So you got to be careful of who you actually, you know, you go to. But, you know, my view is your body is perfectly able to do what it needs to do. And it's more about what you put inside your mouth than what you're eating.
I heard a contradiction there. It says what you put inside. Which side?
No, inside your mouth. What the food that you're eating?
Okay, because because what you put in, whatever orifice, your ears, your eyes, your mouth, your love zone, whatever orifice it is, and you put it in your body, you're putting it in. But it's very interesting because I went to a place one time, scared me to death. Oh, it was, you know, was okay. But when I got in there, it didn't look like a place that if an emergency happened, I would be safe. But people say that it's euphoric. So I backed out of that one. But then I've had guests on my show that say that it's, you know, it's transforming their whole thought process. So sorry, I put you in an awkward predicament, but
no, that's fine. You know, I'm happy to share my view. I'm, you know, it's comfortable that it's not everybody else's view, and that's what the world's about.
That's why we're on the edge right here, brains, because we're talking about it. We can agree to disagree.
And absolutely. Not
agreeable, right? You know,
totally.
I love that, girl, and I'm loving that necklace. You are wearing me down right there. I love
that. Thank you. It was a present from my sister, so it's very precious.
Oh, well, tell your sister she outdid herself. It's gorgeous. So let me ask you some facts specifically about the work that you do with fertility. How do you help couples that are having challenges, you know? Now, and again, brains, let's open up our minds up, okay? Because relationships are not what they have been framed in the past. There are, you know, same-sex couples that are going through this fertility process. There are, you know, women that have been struggling with it. I had one woman on my show that had 9 miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's very sad.
It is very sad, you know, and continue to keep trying. And I hear that this fertility preparation is no joke. You know, from a medical perspective, sometimes you have to take injections and, you know, your man got to be on ready all the time.
And that can put a lot of pressure on a relationship.
Yeah. So when you talk about fertility, are you actually a physical doctor where you're taking it out, the embryo, and mixing it with the sperm and then putting it back in? Or you're talking about from a holistic perspective and cleansing your body?
I'm working from a holistic point of view, because as human beings, the mind, the body, and the spirit, they're all connected. They all affect each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fertility is not just about the body and the reproductive bits. It is about all of us and everything that's going on in our life. It's about our lifestyle. You know, stress is a huge negative impact.
I know.
You know what
everybody
we're eating.
So stressed right now. They are so stressed out.
Yep.
But it's hard not to be. I mean, the whole entire world is just upside down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You do to ground yourself, Sue. What do you do to ground yourself?
What do I do? Well, what I love to do is meditation. Mm-hmm. I meditate every morning. I have a sort of daily routine that I start my day with to get it off to a good start.
Right.
And meditation. I love walking in nature. Mm. Nature is so powerful as a stress release, effect. But also, you know, exercise, just generally any exercise, aerobic exercise and stuff like that. Yeah. Doing exercise on a regular basis is really powerful. But it's also about switching off and making sure you get enough sleep. And technology these days is a real issue, because people are just, you know, picking up their phones all the time, going to bed and looking at their phones, when we really need to actually leave those switched off at least, you know, an hour or 2 hours before we go to bed, so that we get a really good night's sleep, so that the body can really just replenish and heal itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, because you don't get that REM sleep and you just got sleep apnea and it's terrible. So
I've been there and worn the t-shirt, and you know, when you're stressed and you're not sleeping, it's a really vicious circle.
It is. So tell my brains what you're doing now, how to get in contact with you, and what you're offering to the world.
Okay. So people can get in contact with me through my website, which is sue-richie.com, and that's RITCHIE.com. I've also actually just launched a private Facebook group for, you know, women who are struggling with the whole area of conception, or, you know, want to prepare really well so that the whole process goes, you know, easily for them. And it's called The Alternative to IVF. So people can contact me there. And really what I do with people is I really look at what's happening in the body. We look at all of the systems, because we can say we're healthy, but actually we don't know what's actually going on inside. And it's only when we look at, you know, how all the systems in our body is actually operating, and then I work with them to actually improve their nutrition, so that we can really get all the systems in the body working really well and efficiently. And it's that, it's also about support with mindset, because when you, you know, you're, when you're struggling to conceive, it's so easy to really be dragged down into really thinking negative thoughts all the time of, you know, I'm not going to conceive, this is never going to happen to me. But when your mind is in the positive zone all the time, and you're saying, I am going to, you know, I'm going to conceive easily,
right,
you're telling that to your body, and your body listens. And I think the thing is, we've not, so many people don't realize that the power of our mind and how we actually talk to ourselves on a daily basis is huge, and it can make such a huge difference.
Exactly. You have to have that proper neuro-linguistic programming. But you said something that was very powerful. You said that, you know, I want to conceive. But maybe if you just come from a place that I want to love, you know, because you want to enjoy the process as well.
Yeah.
You want to bring so much peace and harmony. And I say this to, you know, women that are pregnant right now. It is such a blessing. It is. And read to your child and rub your belly and take care of yourself and take care of your skin. If you can really enjoy the process. I mean, you are the givers of life. We are queens. Nobody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's why I'm really, what I do and why I like to work with couples, because what I want them to do when they work with me is to help them to really, you know, up level every area of their life. So that, you know, they're healthy, they're thinking in a great way, so that they're really strong and resilient, so that, you know, there are challenges in life. There's always ups and downs.
Let me ask you.
Do you
work with surrogates?
Pardon?
Do you work with surrogates as well?
I'm not getting you.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Do you also work with surrogates? And the reason why
is...
Okay.
Well, I could do, yes. I mean, I could work with any woman who, you know, wants to actually improve the chances of conceiving, because it is about getting everything, you know, working incredibly well, mentally, physically, so that you can, your body is in the right zone to actually conceive. And, you know, lifestyle and stress is a huge thing that we have to learn to manage. And, you know, the thing is, it's almost like what I like to encourage my clients to do is to work on actually being the best version of themselves, and then the baby will happen, rather than this struggle trying, and making it difficult. Because when you're like that, it's actually, you know, creating more and more stress. And unfortunately, the reality is with stress is that it comes back to that, you know, the caveman fight and flight system, where, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, running away from a saber-toothed tiger, and your body isn't ready to conceive when you're in that situation.
And you know what?
Situation.
It can also create resentment, you know, because you're trying so hard.
Absolutely.
And you've got your eye on the prize. But remember, brains, that this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And, you know, again, you want to try to, you know, love the other person that's involved in this as well, because there's two people, you know, and it's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of responsibility. My girlfriend went through it, and she was a single mother.
That's tough.
Wow.
That's tough.
No, I mean, you know, well, it is tough because I believe in two parents, but she's got means and money and she's happy, and, you know, the child seems to be happy. But that's a lot to go through, So
it's a lot to go through on your own. I mean, you know, just having a child and all of that, when you've got not somebody you there to support you. But, you know, people do it and they do it well.
Let me ask you a question. What has all of this taught you, this COVID 2020? What is it, you know, because I've sat back and I have to do podcast breaks and clips on it because it's heavy. What has it taught you about you?
What's it taught me about me? It's really taught me that I have to really switch off from all of the noise that's going on around us. And I have to just, you know, focus on what my mission is and what I want to do and how I can help people, because that is the most important thing to me. is helping, you know, women, but couples, you know, really get themselves into a great place so that they can actually increase the potential to conceive and go on to create that wonderful bundle of joy. And we have to, you know, block out all the noise and find that quietness and peace in our life, because when we get that quiet and peace, we have amazing aha moments of intuitive, you know, I don't know, higher knowledge, I suppose.
Yeah.
When we get some messages from our higher intuition that tells us what we should be doing.
Absolutely.
And if we're busy all the time, we just don't hear it.
You don't hear it. And, you know, you just have to tune it off. If you don't do nothing but just sit there and fix your hair. But do something, brains. Do something to really try to become aware and conscious of other people, yourself, your needs, your responsibility. Enjoy what life we have on the planet. You know, but we're not here by ourselves. And I am so glad that you are here to share the wealth and understanding and knowledge when it comes to expanding that with fertility and the work that you do. So it was so great to have you here on the edge with me and the brain, Sue Ritchie. She was right here, brains, with us.
Thank you.
Come back and visit anytime. I really enjoy
it. I will do. It's been great. Thank you very much, April. It's been lovely being on your show.
Say bye, brains.
Bye. Take care.